of Canada.
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! On tonight's show, Teddy and D-Rock pay homage to the women and men of the working world. Also, Cabba Radio's local theater guru, Franklin T. Schneider. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
All right, thank you very much. I love it. Every week I come here, I get to talk to you. Thank you. Oh, no, settle down. All right. Oh, okay. A little bit more. All right. Let's get this show started. It's Tuesday night. Speaking of work, I better make sure my phone is off here, E-Rock. I wouldn't want it to interrupt our work day here at Cabba Radio, here at CITR 101.9 FM, CITR's newest radio show. E-Rock's turned down his phone. If you want to give us a phone call, though, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also listen online at CITR.ca. Welcome to Cabba Radio. It's CITR's favorite variety show. Every week we do a little something different. What did we do last week, E-Rock?
Last week we had Paul Therian.
Oh yes, we went all queer last. I was away for the weekend. I was partying, not working.
Yep.
I've yet to hear how his cue ball went. Did you hear anything about it?
Yeah, I got in touch with him and thanked him for being on the show. And he got back, said that the cue ball went great. All the inductees that could be there, some of them have been deceased now, but they were there and they had a great time and everybody was just had a great party. The whole night went very successfully. So,
well, congratulations, Paul.
Teddy.
Still having trouble with that name. Congratulations to them and the cue ball. But yeah, we've also done all sorts of shows. So if you ever want to check out any of our past shows, just check us out at CITR.ca under the schedules. You can check out any of the podcasts. They're easy to listen to. Or you can go on to iTunes and search CITR-Cabba Radio. But tonight's show is all about the working man and woman, the hard worker, the blue collar, no matter what kind of job you do, whether... It's all about the job tonight, and we're going to start with some sad news. Crimes and Treason boys head outside the door.
That is sad news.
Click.
That is sad news. They're leaving.
They're out the way, but
they'll be back next week. So
we have some. It's probably happy news, but we're starting off with you tonight, buddy.
You
have a story for us about the old day job.
I know it. This last month, I've been working. It's been good. I was waitering, I was doing some bartending and things like that. It was quite a lot of fun, but things weren't going very well between me and the managers. I expressed my opinions a few too many times.
Well, you are an outspoken individual.
I am.
Can see how a manager sometimes would have a problem with that.
And I guess they did. And so they sat me down. They said,
what'd they say?
They said, Eric, we're butting heads here. And it happens that this manager was a Taurus, which I actually am as well, for all you ladies out there. But she We just butt heads as Tauruses. Sorry, I'm kind of getting off topic here.
Are you getting all astrological on us? Is this the reason? You're both Tauruses?
We're both Tauruses.
Is that what you believe?
Just bullheadedness.
All right. So you guys are both hard-headed people. And you've clashed before, including they canceled your open mic night, which was terrible, as you were pulling in hundreds of people each Sunday night. I mean, I'm enjoying it because I never have to compete against McKitty Knights anymore. But you guys have butted heads.
That's actually the truth right there, Teddy. I stopped it for you.
Oh, that's very nice of you. So you butted heads. We butted heads.
And they told me, you know, you better buck up. This is our business. I expressed my opinions on some things with the business, trying to help them out. Things didn't go so smoothly. They asked me to kind of shut up and just go along with it. And it's not the type of person I am. So they said, think about it, and you can either come back or not come back. And the next day, I called in. Actually, funny story, I text messaged at first, because for all those important or unimportant meetings that you want to get out,
what did you text message?
Just that I was thinking of leaving.
You did not.
I did.
After all we've talked about with text messages, you did that?
But
oh, man.
In my defense,
I'm a little disappointed in you right now.
In my defense, I called him right after because it was UFC night down there. I didn't want to bother him during the UFC. So I called him right after and we talked about it. And we left on good terms. You know, said they'd give me a great reference, blah, blah, blah. But I found a new job, which, you know.
Well, that's how it is. Well. If you don't want to be in your job, I encourage you to quit. I've done it. I've worked. I think I probably worked about 50 or 60 jobs, like different jobs, some of the same type of jobs, mm-hmm. but probably about 50 or 60 jobs in my lifetime. I've worked all over the world. I've only quit once, like right on the spot.
Yeah.
I was in Banff, and I hated my job. I didn't really know where I wanted to be, and my buddy came, and he didn't really want to be there either, and we had sort of joked about maybe going to Toronto. So we went skiing that day in Banff, and then we decided, hey, you know what? We're going to get in the car. We're going to drive to Toronto. We're going to have a good time. So the next morning, I walked into my work, and I said, I quit. And they say, when? And I said, now.
Well.
And then I went back to my crappy little apartment they supplied, because that's how they kind of get you sometimes in those towns.
Hey, well,
they say they're going to give you this great apartment, and I lived with this guy who, one time when I was snoring, he woke me up and gave me Kleenex. He's like, blow your nose! I'm like, man, that's not how it works. So we got in the car and we drove to Toronto, and we lived in a rest stop for 3 weeks. And I ended up getting a job at the CN Tower and Fort York and ended up working 7 days a week for the entire summer of 2001.
Wow.
So that's my work story. I mean, I've worked so many jobs over the years.
There's so many work stories out there. You know?
Have you worked a job? If you have, give us a call at 604-822-2487.
I thought you were asking me.
No, I know. I got these sunglasses on tonight. I'm feeling... There's a birthday girl here tonight.
Is there dogs barking in the background, too?
No.
No.
You didn't hear that.
Oh.
But we have a birthday girl here. We also have Franklin T. Schneider. He's going to actually come in tonight and give us a whole rundown on what has happened in the Fringe, because the main part of the Fringe Festival is over, and the pick of the Fringe is just about to happen. We're... four or five of the best plays picked by people in the audience of plays. They picked the best ones that they liked, and then now for 3 days, I believe it is, I believe it's the 24th to the 27th, Franklin's going to probably correct me on that, there is the best ones, so the ones picked. So you can go see all the plays that were the best ones. Maybe you missed some of them. I heard some really good things about a couple of them, and I can't wait to talk to them. So that's all tonight. We also are going to play some groovy tunes. We got some cool upcoming events for you. And E-Rock has compiled an incredible list of working theme songs, including some CanCon. So I'm mightily impressed. I said to him just before the show started, I said, oh, we're going to throw on some other stuff. He looks at me with this... just utter sadness that he had worked so hard all day, on collecting his working songs.
All night last night and all day.
So I had to, I turned away my tunes. So tonight, other than one song that I have ready for the birthday girl, it's E-Rock's selection of working songs. So E-Rock, kick us into some tunes. Mm. And what do you got for us first off?
This one's going back a little country style. And, you know, just in spite of my, you know, recent job loss, I felt...
But you gained a job.
I did gain a job, which I believe is going to be a great job, and I'm very happy about it. It's looking really cool. So, but I just like... I'm going to dedicate this song to my old work.
All right. Let's do it.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days, I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Is this an album cover? Oh, this is Alviero.
Talking about my generation.
CITR 101.9 FM, in conjunction with the Vancouver Film Festival, present Discorama by Glacé. From 1959 to 1974, Denise Glacé's popular music program Discorama featured everyone who is anyone in French music, from Serge Gainsbourg and Charles Aznavour to Juliette Gréco and Johnny Hallyday. Esther Heffenberg's chronicle of the show is both a vividly entertaining film and an invaluable historical document. Discorama by Glacé, playing Thursday, October 1st at Van City Theatre, Sunday, October 4th at Pacific Cinémathèque, and Sunday, October 11th at Empire Granville. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We should tell.
It's time for another edition of Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hi, it's Teddy Smooth. I'm here in my bathroom to bring you another important dating tip. Today's episode, shaving. Before a date or a show, I like to shave my baby maker. When I shave, it gives me confidence and I know everything will go smoothly. So why not try it? but be careful and handle yourself with care, or this might happen. Ah! Happy shaving. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Till the sun is going down. working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them mourning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. The sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard. Give me water, I'm thirsty. My work is so hard.
Oh, yes, the ever beautiful sounding Sam Cooke working on a chain gang. There's a really weird story about that guy. He was like 31 and had all these hits, and he ended up getting shot by this hotel owner. I forget what town it is. It's not super fresh in my mind, but there's some debate whether or not she claimed that he came at her and tried to like threaten her. And there's a sort of story about how he had kidnapped a girl. But then it later turned out that she was maybe like a prostitute, so they don't know. And there's people that always say, like, you know, young black man, successful.
Right.
You know, at that time. In rural America in that time. And it's a very, very interesting story to do with
him. That was the 50s, right?
60s? I believe he was shot in the late 60s.
Yeah.
I believe. Again, it's not fresh, but the story just stuck out how, you know, it just seems, especially around that time, a little bit suspect. So Sam Cooke with Working on a Chain Gang. Before that, Todd Rundgren with I Don't Want to Work. And the first song there, dedicated to E-Rock's former place of employment. Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck. We're here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Cab Radio. You can give us a call, 604-822-2487. We are talking about
jobs
and work. You know, we talked about, you know, his job and we talked about me going to Banff and just sort of walking out on a job, just like that.
What's your favorite job that you've ever had?
Well, you know, it's a tough, I mean, obviously the entertainment stuff is my favorite job, but if we're talking sort of early job, day job,
let's talk the working class.
Well, no, it's just the day job or when I was wandering around. I did a lot of bartending. It's sort of strange because one of my favorite jobs would have to be, even though the job itself was really crappy, would have to be going to Japan and working at a hotel there. Right. It was very repetitive. The job itself was very frustrating because a lot of times they would treat you like you were an idiot because you didn't speak Japanese. Not everyone. Some of the workers, like some workers would, it was a very transient hotel, so some workers would show up, and I'd been there for 2 months, and the job is very, let me get this straight, it's very repetitive. So
what were you doing?
Just a lot of restaurant stuff, so making meals, but because in that hotel in particular, and in a lot of places in Japan, Japanese go on like these trips for short periods of time, so the hotel every 3 days would have a big turnover, so the meals were sort of, you know, a group would be there one day, they'd have this meal, and it was the same always, and this was day two, and this was day three, and they wouldn't have to worry past that, because people wouldn't stay longer than usually 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So the job was super, like, it was the same stuff. So people would come in, like new people, and because I didn't speak the language, they assumed I was an idiot. But overall, the experience itself made probably that my favorite job. I mean, it was the first place I traveled to when I was 18. You know, upside
big
down.
Big city to be in when 18?
Well, we were in the country. I was at a ski and spa resort in the middle of sort of nowhere. So that was a bit unique as well because I always had it envisioned in my head that Japan was one big Tokyo. And then here I am in the middle of nowhere, pretty much, you know, with wooden bathhouses, like steaming wooden bathhouses.
Crazy.
The average clientele was probably 65, so it was all these very old, older Japanese people that, you know, I couldn't speak Japanese, they didn't speak English, so it was a very interesting...
A lot of hand gestures.
Oh, very much so. I ended up learning a Japanese song
Have a clip of that.
I do song, have a clip of that, actually. Would you like to hear it?
I think this is
my first taste. Now, maybe the listener doesn't know here on Cab Radio, but me and E-Rock met in acting school. And what maybe E-Rock doesn't know is that...
2001.
No, well, 99, 2000.
99, 2000.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, because I was in Toronto in 2001.
Well, it was 2000, 2001.
No, it wasn't 99, 2000.
That's when I graduated high school. It was 99.
It was 99, 2000, believe me. Trust me.
All right.
Trust me.
I do trust you.
Because 2001 was Toronto. Anyways, they don't want to hear about this. They don't want to hear us argue about when we met. But right before I went to acting school with you, I was in Japan. And right after I finished acting school, I went back to the same place. And while I was there, we had to do this entertainment show because it was in the middle of nowhere. No TVs at the hotel, or very few in very select rooms. So I did this stupid dance to Men in Black, and I did this head nod back and forth. It was really, twice, was never asked to do it again. And then I begged because my buddy, who was there as well, did a Japanese song, and he would always get booked, and it gave us, I think it was $12 extra every time he did it. And he was doing it probably like 12 times a month sort of thing. So I really wanted to do it. So, yeah, I have a clip. Let's give a little listen here. I was wearing like a yukata.
This doesn't sound like Men in Black.
No, this is my Japanese song.
Oh.
Yeah. This is what I ended up doing. I ended up doing it about 20 times a month. It was really popular. So here we go. Here's the first. And that's what they would do.
Let's hear it.
I can't remember it. But that's a little taste of that. So it goes on, there's four bars. The song was about, I think, this man singing about he thought a woman was dead or something, and she came back. I was never 100% happy. Sure, but it was a very old school Japanese song, and it was very popular. I got asked several times to come and do private shows.
Very nice.
So that was my very, very first taste of that style of entertainment. And then I came to acting school. What about you, E-Rock? We're talking about jobs here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. You can check us online at citr.ca as well, because that's a really good way, because sometimes our signal is a little dodgy, and the computer is sometimes the best way. Plug it right into your stereo system. You get one of those single things that hooks into your computer, and you get the double end, the red and whatever, and you plug it in, and you got stereo sound. You got me booming in your living room.
Yo.
What was we're talking jobs? What was your favorite sort of day job?
A lot of my jobs have been a lot of fun. My first job working for Dairy Queen, my dad owned it, so I had a key to get in, and it was great because I could just go in at any time. And me and friends would go in 3 o'clock in the morning and we'd start making dilly bars. Eating dilly bars, but making anything. And as long as they cleaned up, I always said to them.
You told me once that you used to make like dirty DQ cakes for people, like dirty pictures.
Oh yeah, if they wanted them. Why not? But no, that was fun. I had my own business for a while, which was cool because I just had my own hours. But I think my favorite job that I've ever had would probably be when I went traveling as well to Australia. and Bondi Beach. I worked at Noah's Backpackers.
Oh, yeah?
And I was one of the receptionists. I was the night receptionist, so it would be like 8 o'clock at night till 10 o'clock at night till 8 in the morning. I would sleep for a couple of hours, and I'd get up, go to the beach all day, hang out down at the beach, come back, get a couple hours of sleep, maybe.
And maybe. Then,
yeah. Not usually.
I didn't sleep much in Australia either.
But then go back to work for 10 o'clock till 8 in the morning, and it was really cool because I was behind the counter and playing my guitar all the time. There was always people up. There's usually like half an hour between 6:30 and 7 when there was nobody up, and that was the time when I got to clean up and everything, get kind of settled. But all the other time throughout the night, throughout the morning, there's people in there. I was playing my guitar for them, smoking stuff, and
Australian herb.
But it was great. I actually, I know this is probably not a good thing to say, but it was back in the day.
Yeah,
I actually started selling a little bit of marijuana.
No.
Well, let's keep it down. Like, we won't talk about it loudly, but
all right, we'll whisper.
And it was nice because people would come up and they'd be like, "Hey, do you know where I could find some?" And be like, "Well, yeah, there's a spot right over there where there's no cameras." And so we'd walk over there and be like, "Oh, 25 bags."
So your favorite job was drug dealing. Is that what you're trying to say?
I considered it a whole. There is the
the whole experience
of it.
Of working.
On the beach and just, yeah, at that time, it was really cool. So that'd probably be my favorite job. Got to meet a lot of really cool
It's funny people. How much you put up with, well, not put up, your job sounded pretty good, but traveling, I mean.
Yeah.
It was just so great that way anyways. We got a chock full of show here. We're not going to go as long tonight because we have a special birthday to get back to, and one of our special guests is also going to be coming in. We're going to talk to her. It's her birthday tonight, so we're going to talk to her in just a little bit. But and we also have Franklin T. Schneider, who is entering the building momentarily. He's going to be talking all about the best of the Fringe Festival. Now, the Fringe Festival just sort of came to its end, and we're going to talk to Frank about the best of the Fringe. You picked them, and he's gonna talk to you and tell you which ones, if you have to choose, if you haven't heard of them yet, which ones you're going to choose and which ones you're going to see at the Waterfront Theater. So we got him. We also have some upcoming events, and we got some more groovy tunes by E-Rock. He's put together this whole selection of working songs. So, E-Rock, do you got some, or can I make a request? Can I hear some Canadian?
You want some Canadian?
I do want some Canadian.
I can give you Canadian.
You know what? I might throw in a special surprise near the end of the show. I'm not really going to say what it is because I haven't decided if I'm going to do it yet. But it may involve me singing some more.
Really?
Which, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea.
I've heard you sing, and it'd be a treat for our listeners out there.
I think so. I think I might do it. I'm building my...
Push a chord, people. This is the time.
I'm building my confidence. So hit me up with another working song. Get me, you know, jazzed up, maybe...
I'll get you working. I'll get you... you know what? I'm going to take care of your business.
Nice. CITR 101.9, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth and E-Rock. We're back with this after this. That didn't make sense.
Whistle. stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. Mm-hmm. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. And you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away another girl like you.
Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride, here on CITR 101.9 FM. Catch us on CITR.ca. We're back here on live in studio with E-Rock. We're here at Cab Radio. This is our working man and woman's show.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Is all he's got.
Sorry,
to see.
I'm he's working
so,
right
he's
now.
Working so hard over there.
Trying we just, to figure these things
we
out.
We just brought in a special guest into the studio, so E-Rock's trying to help her get all organized over there while I blither and blather on the microphone. We're dedicated to the working man and woman today. We've been talking all about working and all that sort of jazz, but we thought we'd take a break from working for a celebration. You know, because no matter how hard you work, you need to take a break, and you need to celebrate, and you need to. One of the most important ones to celebrate is your birthday. And we brought in birthday girl, Melissa.
Melissa Dennis.
Melissa. Oh, she said both her names.
Mm,
Melissa Dennis, wait. Welcome to Cab Radio.
Thank you, Teddy.
That is Teddy Smooth, if you don't mind. We're here in studio.
First name, last name basis.
It is a first. Well, it's sort of a it's not. It's one name. It's not really two names. It's just one. It's Teddy Smooth.
We also call him Drag Queen or Prissy Little.
Don't talk about our private names, E-Rock, on the air. How many times have I told you not to say our private names on the air? God,
I'm sorry.
Teddy, do you know what today is, though?
What is today, Melissa?
The first day of fall. Also, my birthday.
It is. It is. Yes, it's the, what is it, the equinox when
so
in the fall?
So you help bring in the beautiful colors.
But look at today. It's summer loving, going out easy, you know?
Mm. Summer loving, going out easy. So, Melissa, I know we're not supposed to ask a lady, but I know you well enough now that you're not a lady. How how old are you?
28 years young.
28 Teddy. Years young.
Yes, thank you. I am too. I'm
can we get
cheers
81.
To that?
Can we 81? Get can we yeah. get the people that are in the green room? I know you can hear me. Robert,
Shannon, and Leanna.
Can you come in the studio for a second here?
We're gonna need all of you pronto, and please don't make me come out there because. I know this show is all about working and such, but I don't want to work too much.
Can we get? All right, we got Robert.
Robert.
We're coming. We got
Leanna.
Leanna and Shannon here. All right.
In her flip flops, I can hear them.
Here on the working show, we want to celebrate Melissa's birthday. So cheers to everybody.
Are we gonna
September 22?
There you go. 28 years young.
I'd sing happy birthday, but
I'm gonna play it. So we're going to go out in the song. We'll be back. We're not really sure where Franklin T. Schneider is right now, but he's bound to show up any moment.
If I got back to work.
Melissa, this song's dedicated to you. Happy birthday. I'm glad you're out on a Tuesday celebrating because no matter what day it is, you should always celebrate your birthday on your birthday.
Stay golden.
Stay golden.
Totally. Was I supposed to come in there?
No.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday.
Oh,
one civil servant to another. This one's going out to Goo.
Shift Melissa. Work, hard work, tired body, a blue collar shirt and a baseball cap. Union made. He's hot, sweat drops, round the clock. The door never locks and the noise never stops. Night or day, working 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Shift work, tough work, for the busy convenience store clerk to feed that hurt, going insane. She's mad at some lad, drove off and didn't pay for his gas, and he won't be the last round the clock pain. Working 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. I'm talking about a bunch of shift work, a big old pile of shift work. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Well, I worked shift work for 10 years, man. I hated that work. Then I made a break with the money I saved. It took me to the beach to have a beer by the edge of the sea. In this round-the-clock place, I drank my money away. We parted 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. I'm talking about a bunch of shift work, a big old pile of shift work. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. Talking about a bunch of shift work, a big old pile of shift work. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR. Ha 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 ha!
Hey, Tom. Thanks for coming in. Look, this last month your name's been coming up a lot, and we've been doing some thinking. And we think it's probably best if you went your separate way. So I'm sorry to inform you, but you're fired.
But now what am I going to do?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, well, Thursday night, you can check some out. It starts around 4 o'clock and goes to about 10 p.m. It's going to be at Dollhouse Studios. Now, usually when I mention that name, it's a party time. But this one is actually a trunk sale. So there's going to be Mahad DV Design, Sweet Soul, and Black Swan Design are all going to be there. And between 4 and 10 p.m., they're actually going to be getting some of their stuff, their clothing lines and everything, and they're going to be having this trunk sale, which is going to be good. I love to hook you up for the fall, because fall fashion is by far my favorite fashion time of the year. Also, one of the most awesome things about this show, one of my good buddies who took over Kitty Nights last Sunday while I was away, DJ K-Tel is going to be there between 6 and 9 with music, so you can stop by and you can bring your friends, and it's just going to be a good time. That's going to be Thursday, September 24th at Dollhouse Studios, 42 West 8th from 4 until 10 p.m.
Speaking about fashion and just this whole job thing, I know this
this
is the job show.
Thanks for jumping in.
I just wanted to quickly give a shout out to my new work, Echo Clothing on Main and 19th. It's a cheap little promotion, but a little thank you.
Wow, hey, you're so white, but your nose is really brown.
But I just like, come check it out. It's like 60s, 70s kind of retro clothing, and so
I know I can't wait to get my Cab Radio discount. Okay, so that's Thursday. You can check out the trunk sale at Dollhouse Studios, 4 to 10 p.m. With music with K-Tel from 6 to 9 p.m. Friday night, you can go check out Ham Whalen with Denton Booth. They're going to be at the Rickshaw Theater. If you haven't been to the Rickshaw yet, it's a cool place to go see a show. It's an old Chinese movie theater that they've converted into a cool place to party. So that's at 254 East Hastings, and that's Ham Whalen with their back to school. I mean, a little late with the back to school thing, but no big deal. You can still celebrate, I guess.
We're a little late with the job thing. I mean, Labor Day was the first weekend in September.
Oh, I thought I turned your mic off. That's going to be Ham Whalen at the Rickshaw Theater Friday at 10 p.m. That are the doors. Okay, Saturday night is actually a cool thing that I'm going to be a part of. Quelle surprise that I mention it. It's going to be the High School Confidential show at the Wise Hall. Now, what the show is, a lot of kids when they're in school, particularly, gay, lesbian, or maybe you're just confused, you get bullied a lot. And I mean, I know I was bullied a little bit during junior high and stuff. So it's a lot of people have been through this, and it's a really really tough time. And this show, High School Confidential at the Wise Hall on Saturday, is actually going to support an organization that called Out in School, and it's going to they just smash stereotypes. It's a really good cause, because a lot of people, you know, are bullied, and it's what better way than give back to some of that, as a lot of performers are, you know, during high school and junior high times. For a performer, especially later on in life, it's not always the easiest time, because sometimes you're the freak and the geek, right? You know what I'm talking about. So come out Saturday at the Wise Hall. Doors are going to be at 7 p.m. and you'll come and support a great cause. There's also going to be Crystal Precious, Vava Vanderbust, myself, Teddy Smooth, Villainy Loveless, and music by DJ Faux Pas. So that's a really good event to go check out. And of course, on Sunday night is Kitty Nights. I'm back this week. I was away last week. K-Tel was there in my stead. I heard he did a great job, so thank you, K-Tel. This week it's the New York show. Now, the New York Burlesque Festival is just right around the corner, and there's a couple of our girls going, including Caramel, Rita Starr, and Burgundy Bricks. So super proud to have them, because you have to audition and send in your stuff and they have to get accepted. So congratulations to them. And actually, Caramel and Burgundy are both, of course, going to be at Kitty Nights this week, along with Nikki Nine Doors. And there's actually going to be the first burlesque husband and wife. Although, Burgundy and the Professor, but I guess if Frankie Panky's gonna do burlesque, then the Professor's never really like taken his clothes off. So they call it the first ever. That's Frankie Panky and Starbucksum, along with Cherry on Top doing go-go. So that should be a challenge A for me to play music for, and it's gonna be a good go-go set.
I think there was another challenge in there to maybe the Professor stripping down.
He always says no. So.
No.
And then of course hosted by the Professor, and I'll be DJing back this week. I got some new tracks that I'm super excited to throw down, some 50 stuff, some funk, so check that out. That's Kitty Nights every Sunday night at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is at 395 Kingsway at 12th, right around the corner from that big pink Hojo. Just hop back half a street and you're there. So that's doors at 8:30, show is at 9 o'clock. And of course, Monday night, and every Monday night, is the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience. Go down to the Pub 340 and experience the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience, where their motto is sing, that would be first. I don't have anything in front of me, so it's all in my brain. Sing, drink, smoke, repeat. There we go. Sing, drink, smoke, repeat. That's their motto. Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience every Monday night starting around 9 at Pub 340. Check it out. Mm. Well, that's upcoming events for this week.
Yes.
We're back here in studio, and we have birthday girl Melissa Dennis on the microphone. I'll just turn off her mic there. Hello, Melissa.
Is it morning yet?
It isn't morning. We're almost out of time here. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened to Franklin T. Schneider.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I haven't heard, so I'm hoping he's okay. Maybe we'll hear from him soon, but we might have to close the show out without the promised Fringe Festival best of preview, because
if you're listening and you're on your way, Franklin,
send me a message.
Please just send us something.
We're here talking all this show about working, the working gals, working guys and gals of the world, and we've been listening to E-Rock's selection of wonderful tunes all about working. E-Rock just recently quit one job, got another.
Yep.
I'm back at work, but
you were off for a little while.
Yeah, I was doing Shine, a burlesque musical, and I will announce it now, because just before the end of the show, we're going to wrap up here in about 15 minutes, is that I'm going to do a live performance of Day Job in studio.
Ah, I see.
Since
you heard me freestyle the other night.
I know,
I got a little oh no, I'm the host of the show, I better...
E-Rock's showing me up.
Yeah, well,
Even though I challenged him.
Yeah, you did, but I mean, you know, that spot over there is easily... I can't think of the word right now.
Well, whatever. It's a hard spot to be in when you don't have any pants on.
That's true, but our motto is pants are optional.
Pants are optional. So I thought this week...
Which the birthday girl didn't wear any. I thought she was going to come in her birthday suit.
I know, I was hoping
that. You didn't come with pants on. That's good. We thank you very much for
tight.
That.
Wore tights.
Well,
I wouldn't... All about the tights, E-Rock.
Yes.
All about the tights. Look at those tights.
Skin-colored tights. Oof. She likes to think they're tense.
I know.
You got to be safe.
They're just fine looking legs.
It's all right if she's not undressed, because I can just undress her with my mind.
I've done that like 30 times already.
I know.
God.
I know.
That should be a fictional novel.
I've done that 30 times already.
Part of the segue.
How to avoid boring sex in your life.
What you don't want to hear.
That's a new book. I'm going to write it.
What you don't want to hear from a guy who's had sex with the girl you're trying to get with. I've been there 30 times before. No?
No, I don't think so.
I apologize for that.
I'm going to put my sunglasses back.
I apologize for that, listeners.
All right, we're here at CITR's news radio show, Cabaret Radio. I'm Teddy Smooth. This is E-Rock. We got Melissa, the birthday girl. She's turning a young 28 today. And we're also talking about the working man a little bit later, near the end of the show. I'm going to sing Day Job. But first, we're going to get to some more music for you. Hopefully, we hear from Franklin. I hope he comes soon.
I hope he's okay.
And I know he rides a motorcycle.
Mm.
Not that Does that's he? Saying anything.
Hard to talk on a cell phone.
Exactly. So
we can understand that.
All right. Well, let's get in some tunes. We'll see if we can find Franklin. And then if not, I'll sing him a little Day Job, and we'll get out of here. And we'll go back to celebrating Melissa's birthday.
Mm.
So, E-Rock, what do we got for us? No more. Can we hear another CanCon?
You want another CanCon?
Or in the set, at least? I got to put one more on my list.
Okay. No, no. I mean, that's fine. I was...
You put that Kenny Chesney crap in there. I know that was because of Melissa.
That was... I apologize, but,
blame it on the birthday girl.
Look, DJ Guilty Pleasure, I'm sure you've never done a request for anybody.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, let's get into something funky.
Okay. We'll play a little CanCon for you since you've requested. Okay. Something we all do here. And we all love the weekends, don't we?
Oh. I have played this. DJ Guilty Pleasure, baby.
Yeah, you have.
Everyone's watching to see what you do. Everyone's looking at you. Oh, everyone's wondering.
Ooh,
Jackson, working day and night here
on... The late great.
Yeah, the late great. The apparently murdered Michael Jackson on CITR 101.9 FM. What was that?
That was...
A mystery sound. We're here talking about our work show. We got Melissa Dennis here. She just recently told me that if you want to know what hard work is, try working for an orgasm. Yeah.
Hello.
In case you have any sex tips or you want some questions, you can give Melissa Dennis a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We will be fielding Phone calls.
She's Cabo Radio's Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth. We're on our show tonight talking about the working man, the working woman. And, you know, I just finished a musical. It was called Shine, a Burlesque Musical. We did 2 sellout weeks at the Waterfront Theater. We had Standing O's. We had some great reviews. And one of the songs that I was known to sing was my solo. Mm. And it was actually called Day Job.
Yeah. So I got to come see the last show of the week.
You weren't the only one at E-Rock.
Oh, actually, yes, you were there, and Rob was there. And,
but before we do that, we do have one phone call here.
Oh, hello.
Let's see if it's a... Hello, Cab Radio. Oh, we have... hold on, we have a caller here. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll try to get you on the air.
Whoa,
one
second, here we go. So this could be a question for our local sex guru.
Oh, wow.
Melissa. I'm not sure, but...
What a compliment.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hello.
Can you hear anything, Melissa?
Take
E-Rock's headphones there. All right, caller. We have Melissa, our sex expert here. Do you have a question for her, sir?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
What's your question?
I was wondering, what's the average size of a man's penis? Because I'm not sure about mine.
Well, what is the average size of a man's penis, Melissa?
Let's go 6.5, Teddy.
6.5, sir.
And we'll say, you
six
know, keep on...
6.5 inches, what are we talking?
6.5 inches, we're going...
I'm an inch and a half hard.
Well,
I'm out of the commission.
Let's just say, but keep on trying, you know?
That's a big old cock. I don't know if I'm 6.5. What are you talking about? It's 6.5 inches, that's huge cock.
That is, I think 6.5 is big too, friend. I'm
E-Rock, I don't know if I'd mention that you're 1.5 inches.
Well, no, is 6.5?
It's not really,
really
something you want to like that? Broadcast.
Because I always heard that it was 5.5 inches.
I would say we're eating meat with hormones now, E-Rock. I would say 6.5 is pretty standard.
I guess that's a fair argument there, because I don't know. I don't see a lot of penis myself. I choose the other. Actually, so, well, that's a lie. All the porn I watch, I do see a lot of penis. But those guys are like 9 inches.
I'm sorry, sir. Hold on.
7?
What's that, sir?
I measure myself, you know, and I'm about 7 inches. And
7 inches?
She says I'm not big enough. So
she says you're not big enough.
So, dude, I ain't gay, but you can come on over here and give me some of that.
And I'm an average penis.
She's got to love you for what you are. 7 and decreasing, there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, keeping with the theme of the show here, as long as you work it the right way, I mean, what's she got to complain about?
It's about the motion in the ocean.
All right, well, thank you, sir. Thank you for the phone call. We have Melissa Dennis here, our birthday girl, giving some sex advice. 6.5 inches, that is the average size of a man's penis. Thank goodness. I'm slightly above average. All right, well,
I'm a lot below average. I'm not sure if I like this.
Teddy,
I'm sorry.
The guest list.
I'm shaped like a tuna can. I'm not happy with life.
Teddy, right? I always thought so. I've known you're above average for a long time now, Teddy. It fits you well.
It does. Fits me like a glove. All right, well, we're back here in studio. Welcome to Cab Radio. I'm Teddy Smooth. This is E-Rock here. We have Melissa Dennis. Just before we got that phone call, we were talking... Oh, I'll just hang up the phone call there. We were talking about our working show here, and one of the things I did in the summer was I did a musical, and I played a character called Frankie Avid in a musical called Shine, a Burlesque Musical, and my solo in the musical was all about the day job, and I thought since we were talking all about jobs and day jobs today, earlier in the show we talked about E-Rock's favorite job, my favorite job, we talked about
tomorrow's Wednesday,
a bad job, we got hump people day. Working tomorrow, we got hump day, maybe you want to stay home and hump your girlfriend, but my solo in, or boyfriend, or whatever you do, I don't know, it's a weird world these days, solo in the musical was called Day Job, so I thought tonight, at near this end of the show, that I would try to sing.
Would
I haven't done this.
You quit explaining. You're nervous right now.
I am
just
nervous.
I want you
I
to just get
it.
Into the song.
I
all right?
Done it.
Like,
all right.
Stop talking about it.
Let's
all right.
sing it. Let's, all right. let's hear right. Frankie well, Abbott.
You guys won't be able to hear because you maybe don't have headphones, so I need silence.
Mm-hmm.
Silence. All right. Well, this is Day Job from the hit musical of the summer, Shine, a burlesque musical, and I will do my best, and I'm sorry to the writers if I screwed up because I haven't done it in a couple weeks, and I don't know if it's all there, but I'm hoping it will be. So here it is, Day Job.
Oh, Lord, you gotta work a day job. Said you gotta work, said you gotta work a day job. Everybody's gotta work a day job.
Dig, 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 dig.
Hi-ho!
Yes, I'm like a little Disney. Mm. Of course, from Snow White, that's the Seven Dwarfs singing "Hi Ho." Of course, wow. Downtown East Side, that means something totally different.
Well played.
Welcome to Cap Radio. Well, this is actually, I shouldn't welcome you. I should be saying almost goodbye. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get a hold of Franklin T. Snyder. We're not sure who he is, so
hope
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry to disappoint here with our fringe preview here for the best of, but we won't be able to provide it. We hope Franklin is good to go. We're hoping maybe it's just some sort of miscommunication or car breaks down or something like that. Mm-hmm. And
motorbike,
or he drives a truck as well. So we won't have that on the show. Also, we've been doing working man and women songs. We're talking about favorite jobs. We had Melissa Dennis, birthday girl. She's in the lobby right now. We're getting ready to go back to party, go back to celebrate birthday, because whenever your birthday is, you should celebrate it on the day of, no matter what day it is. Your friends can be a little bit tired once in a while.
One day
job.
Of work, people.
One day of work. And it's just a job, you know? It's not the end of your life.
How many of you really like your job that much that you can't go in tired one day?
Exactly. That's my sentiment, exactly. So this has been The Working Show. We also have Cab Radio After Dark coming up. Stay tuned for tonight's selection is called Jamaica to Toronto. Soul, funk, and reggae from 1961 to 1974. So it's a good one tonight. It's considered CanCon, which is awesome, but it's also got some great tracks. So that'll take you through the night until the morning when we got Suburban Jungle and the CITR Ghost Mix just before that. So we're about to sign off here. It's our working show. Many thanks to Melissa Dennis, who was here on her birthday, came out and partied in the Shaquanda's room.
We also had Robert and Shannon and Leanna.
Yeah, we had Tico out here as well.
Thank you, guys.
Tico was on the program tonight. We've had all sorts of fun songs, so if you ever want to check out our podcast, you just go to citr.ca under schedules, look up our show, Cab Radio, and you can pick any of them. It's usually up the next day around 1 o'clock, depending on what time I get up. You can also go to iTunes, just search citr-. Cab Radio. Thanks very much for tuning in this week. Next week, we have You Pick the Playlist with a special guest. Do we have his special name yet, E-Rock?
I'm going to have to say no. Okay. You know, the guy's trying to come up with a great stage name for himself, and
still
it takes a while. I know him as Mason, so we'll call him Mason right now, but we'll...
Mainstream Mason. I don't know. He's all the way from Victoria, so this is cool, because he's coming over. He's heard our show a bunch of times, and he's coming over, and he's going to do You Pick the Playlist. We did it a little bit before. It's where you sign up, you contact us at cabradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. You sign up, you tell us, hey, look, I want to pick your playlist. I want to play DJ for a night. We bring you on the show. And as long as you fill out a few criteria like CanCon, a little bit of FemCon, we have you on the show and you take us on a journey through music. It's just as easy as that, and that's all you got to do. Contact us at CABA Radio, that's cabaradio@gmail.com, with the subject line, I want to pick the playlist. And down the line, when we do another show, you could be the next one to do it. But next week we have Mason. It's going to be, I don't even know what he's going to play. We haven't heard anything. So
he said we're going to be doing kind of a cross-country cruise. So
oh, nice. That's
we'll
good.
We'll see. A little That's cruising good. Music maybe.
Yeah, I just came back from a nice little road
That's
trip.
Right. You and your mom, you did a little...
Road trip, yeah. We took a couple of these old roads. It was great. I just saw some beautiful scenery. If you take sort of the main highways and stuff in BC, make sure every once in a while you take a little trip on the side roads. It may take you an hour longer to get to where you're going, but, you know, you should have seen these roads and some of the scenery we saw from up in the mountains. It was just amazing. So
nice.
We'll have Mason next week for You Pick the Playlist. Hopefully we can get a hold of Franklin as well, see what happened, maybe get you a little update via email. You can go on our Facebook page, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, and you can join up and find out what's going on in the world of Cab Radio. All right. It's a working show. We got to get out of here. We got to go party a little bit.
I got one more.
The work day tomorrow, and E-Rock's got one more tune for us.
Screw the work day. This one's going out to all the party animals out there who, after your week of work, you're going to want to party. So I hope this gets you moving and grooving. Thank you all. Like Teddy said, we'll see you next week.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.